Welcome everybody to share number 1380. We'll learn it today. Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zis. Leila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe. And the Rafu Shleima Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha Mechatech, measured cutting. Okay, so interesting, the Sefer Kovitz Halachas, which we spoke about last time, a Talmud from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, Zuzan Gesundin Stark. So we were going through a little bit from Mechatech in reference to wrappers around bottles and so on. He brings an interesting thing over there, also in reference to something which we spoke about from the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, again from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zech Tzadik Levracha, that in reference to a pill, right? We spoke about it, we mentioned it from the Sefer Shabbos home, a pill, a suppository, and so on. He brings it down like that also from Rav Shlomo Zalman, from Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that one could cut a pill in half. That's it. You could cut a pill in half, suppository in half. He cut a pill in half if one needs, even though it might be the exact size. In other words, I cut it in half. I need half. I need a size. Hey, mechatech. No. We said no because of the fact that it's really, it falls into the category of, oichlim of food. So he just brings a little bit this farish, but I just want to go through that. An important point that we should have in mind. The halacha lemaisa, we did talk about that it's fine. It's okay to cut a pill in half, cut a suppository in half. Again, not cutting into the lettering. You have to be careful, in case the wrap is still on it or whatever. You want to be careful not to cut into the lettering. But it's plain, a plain suppository, a plain pill. Now, if the pill has, it's all one mold, with letters, so that's okay. We're talking about the wrapper where there's a letter. If there's a cookie, for example, we're not going to get into all those halachas now, but if somebody has a cookie and it's made out of the letter A, B, or right, or something like that, so like letters on cookies, and it's all one mold is no problem, right? So that's not an issue. It's a question when it's printed on, or when it's on a wrapper, or something like that. But one mold, the Mishabura explains to us, and Simon, Shin Mem over there, that would be okay. That's not the issue. So the fact that you might have a letter or something like that on the pill itself, that's fine, as long as it's one mold, which usually it is. Okay, but he brings down an interesting thing. There's a Sefer Kovitz Halachas in the Melach of Mechatech, like we've been talking about, in Ois Yud Aleph at the bottom, on the top, on the bottom, on page Tav Shin Nun Hei, and he says like this. He brings Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and so on, but the bottom line is he brings from a Levush. Okay, he brings from the Levush that explains that which the Gemara says, and the Rambam explains, also brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Beis Sif Dalet, that the Achronim say that that which is brought down, that the Ein Meleches Tikkun Kli, that the Melacha of Tikkun Kli Oy Mechatech Ba'Oichlin doesn't apply. In other words, Ein Meleches Tikkun Kli, Ein Meleches Tikkun Kli. Right, I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Ein meleches tikkun kli, oy mechatech ba'oichlin. When it comes to food, you don't have tikkun kli, or you don't have something where it's called, I'm going to fix makah b'patish in general. I mean, there's a whole discussion, there's a whole bir aloch about that. But in general, there's no fixing per se. There's no tikkun kli, if you want to call it, right? Or mechatech, or cutting something down to size when it comes to food. And the levush, so what I want to get to, he brings the levush that explains that even on food from animals, in a case in time where one is allowed to feed an animal, if it's their own animal or so on, and they're dependent on the food or whatever the case is, and the item is standing, is there for edible purposes, right? So then these things in general, tikkun kli or mechatech, would not apply. Again, as long as it's there, it's food. So he brings from the Aruch HaShulchan, just to explain a little bit deeper, that the Chol Dover Ha'omid La'Achila, this Aruch HaShulchan he brings over there in Sif Hei, that, and who actually quotes or copies over the Levush, the words of the Levush, that the Chol Dover Ha'omid La'Achila, anything that's standing for food, for edible type of a thing. It doesn't mean exactly food, because we spoke about like a pill, but it's in the food category, right? It's for an edible type of a thing. Muchan L'Chol Tzor. It could be. We'll see what that means. Sharei ani yochel lechol be'eza oifin she'erze im liktoim oy lishbar. In other words, I'm able to eat this thing. Whether if I want to break it, not break it, or pull it apart, not pull it apart. If it falls under the category of food, I could eat it any which way I want. Now I want to make clear, we're not talking about When somebody makes letters out of food, or somebody makes molds out of food, sometimes they make birds, like on a smorgasbord, that's not the issue at all. That's not what we're talking about. That's a totally different thing. And that's taka asa to do. Somebody molds out a bird from watermelon. Obviously, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. There's a couple of isurim, kaisev, boina. So, but be it as it may, we're talking about simple food. I have the food, right? We're going to eat the foods. I want to eat it like this, broken up. I want to eat it like that whole. I want to eat it like pull out pieces or different, whatever the case is. There's no, so you'll say, what do you mean? If I stop breaking bones and my chicken and, I want to eat it a certain way, maybe it's tikkun kli, or you'll say machatech a certain way. I want to cut my chicken. I want to cut my schnitzel a certain size. That's maybe machatech. So we spoke about that it's not, that's not a problem at all, because of the fact that this is the way that I eat my food. Okay, so he explains further from Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita that the hada ein mechatech ba'ochlin, that which we say that there's no mechatech, there's no cutting something down to measure side by food, who din b'chol midi de'oimid l'achila, goes on anything that's standing to be eaten, whereby, in other words, like a pill, I'm going to be eating it. That doesn't mean exactly food per se. In other words, by these pills. So then he just goes on to say, and it doesn't matter, even though that it's not roi for everybody. In other words, a person, Rahman al-Salam, has to take a certain type of medication. So obviously it's not fit for everybody, right? This person needs this pill. So the fact that it's, most other people don't need this pill, and it could be detrimental even to them, it could be dangerous for a person to take a pill that they don't need. We're talking about prescriptions or whatever it might be, right? So obviously, but even in such a case, he says, even that doesn't matter. It still falls under the category of achila, of food, because he says, soif, the end is, harehim oimdim lachila. The bottom line is that it's standing to be eaten. It's standing to be thrown down the chute, as they say, to go into one's mouth. V'lochem, therefore, less behu misha mechatech. Therefore, we say that there's no mechatech. And again, he brings this from Zalman Orbach. So I just wanted to explain that part. And also, we say that there's no tikkun kli. So by all these things that fall into the food category, it doesn't have to be bedafka food. Like we said, medication, even suppositories, which Shlomo Zalman wanted to categorize it as food also, but all these various different type of things, again, we're not talking about when it comes to food and making molds or making pictures or making whatever. Simply, I want my food this way, I want my food that way, and again, not in conjunction with toichen, dicing. That's not the issue over here. We're not talking about bishul cooking. We're talking about simply, I want to break my food this way, I want to cut my food the other way, whatever the case is. We don't say tikkun kli. We don't say this, well, now that I have it the way I want it, well, maybe it's tikkun kli. Maybe I fixed my food to the way I want to. No, there's no such a thing. And also mechatech, the fact that I cut it down to size, my food. In general, we also say that mechatech wouldn't apply, because these are all regular ways how a person eats. And l'chayru, the same thing, the way he brings down oichle behema also. By oichle behema, we say the same thing. He brings down ein behem b'shem tikkun kli, the davar oimid l'achila muchen l'chol tzorech hu. The same thing l'chayru would apply by oichle behema. Okay, so we'll stop here, but it's an important thing to keep in mind when it comes to food. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.